Barack Obama and John McCain continued their version of a barroom brawl today. They both released new TV ads that attacked the other guy. Now, whether you'd like either or neither man to be president, you have to hand it to both of them. They've got stamina. They've been running for the White House for more than a year now. That kind of endurance is not a requirement for Canadian politicians. Canada's national election is in just 2 weeks. You can be forgiven for not having heard much about the race. As the world's Andrea Crossan explains, Canadians keep the campaigning compact.
In the U.S., the election season seems to last forever. But in Canada, it's more like blink and you missed it. Here's Prime Minister Stephen Harper calling the election earlier this month.
Between now and October 14th, Canadians will choose a government to look out for their interests at a time of global economic trouble.
The whole campaign season in Canada is only 5 weeks. Snap elections are common here, particularly with a minority government like the one led by Prime Minister Harper. But some say Harper's decision to call this election was influenced by what he saw going on in the U.S. campaign.
I think he felt that if there was a sense of big things happening in the South, then that might help his opponents in the North.
Andrew Cohen is a political commentator in Ottawa. He says that it's not a coincidence that Prime Minister Stephen Harper called for a vote in Canada before the American election. Prime Minister Harper is a conservative. He's been a supporter of President Bush. And according to Andrew Cohen, the Prime Minister didn't want a possible Obama victory to harm his chances of re-election.
My sense is he worried that if he were to leave that election, if he were to call it after November the 4th, the date of the American election, that it might affect Canadian voters. So he's called it before. Voters in Canada will not know the result of the American election when they go to the polls in Canada.
So Canadians won't be swayed by the American result, but they could be influenced by American-style campaigning. Andrew Cohen says there's been a marked shift in the tone of this year's election ads.
Well, Canadian politics has always been more genteel than American. There has been this sense that we don't do the rough stuff in the same way the United States does. The Conservatives in Canada are changing that. They've been using quite pointed attack ads against Stéphane Dion, the leader of the Liberal Party. They began early to try and frame Stéphane Dion in a certain way, weak, vacillating, risky, the kind of guy you simply wouldn't entrust the country to.
Can you afford to take a gamble on Stéphane Dion? Because you always pay more with Dion.
As the official opposition leader, Stéphane Dion is running to replace Stephen Harper. This conservative attack ad shows Dion's face spinning inside a slot machine.
You've got too much at stake. Don't risk it all on Stéphane Dion.
Robert Bothwell heads the International Relations Department at the University of Toronto.
The particular attack on Dion, which is fueled by a great deal of money and constant repetition on television. I mean, both the rhythm and the content of the conservative advertising, I think, is very reminiscent of the Republicans.
Bothwell admits that Stéphane Dion is an easy target. Dion was a university professor before he became a politician, and he's not seen as being the kind of guy that you'd want to go for a beer with.
Oh, well, poor old Dion. I mean, he looks like a professor. He looks like a left-wing professor. He has thick glasses, and he has a sort of quizzical look on his face most of the time, and it's physiognomy. It's not intellect. It's not issues. It's just that he looks like a geek.
But the geeky professor is fighting back. Dion's party has launched its own attack campaign. This spot paints a bleak economic picture and blames it on the Conservative Party.
Harperonomics and you. Less than 2 weeks ago, Harper told us the economy is strong. Strong? As families struggle to get by, he actually cuts economic development. Do you really want more of this?
And that may be the biggest parallel between the U.S. and Canadian elections. The economy is the key issue. Canada's economy is closely linked with the United States. The steep decline in the U.S. housing sector has affected Canadian lumber exports, and Canada's large automotive industry has also been hit by lower U.S. demand. At this point, it looks like incumbent Stephen Harper is the candidate more Canadians trust to lead the country through tough economic times. Harper has a strong lead in the polls and may even secure a majority government. And he could win over some younger voters. Like Barack Obama, Stephen Harper has a hip-hop song on YouTube devoted to him. Move over, Obama girl. Here comes Harper girl.
You're not that far to the right. You're right here in my sight.
For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan, Toronto, Canada.
I've got a crush on hiking away till election day.